Attention, freelancers and solopreneurs. You are tuning into The Remote CEO, a show that will help you scale your business, become the authority in your market, grow into a better leader, and create your remote empire. And now, your host, acclaimed business coach and entrepreneur, Deniero B.
What is going on, guys? Deniero B here with another episode of the Remote CEO Show. Today, it's a sales day, and I'm here to give you a couple of tips on how to deal with prospects when they tell you, "I will get back to you." This is an answer that I really hate, and the reason why is because, just like anybody else, I want to have security. I want to have the assurance of knowing whether I'm closing a deal or not. And the reason why we want this security is because our energy is important to us, and we definitely do not want to waste time on the phone or in person with someone if we don't really know if they want our product or they don't want it. So I would much rather have someone tell me, "Deniero, thank you for the presentation. Really love your energy. This is not going to work for me. It's too expensive. I don't need it anymore. I just found a better solution," or whatever other reason they want to give me. But I just hate getting the, "Oh, we'll let you know later. I got to think about it. I want to talk to my spouse." But then here's the thing. Even the "I want to talk to my spouse" can start a conversation, and I can ask a follow-up question. Okay, what if your spouse says no? Or why don't we get your spouse on the phone next week? Or whatever. Now, the problem with the "I'll get back to you" is that it ends the conversation there. So if you're not prepared with an answer right there and then that can turn the conversation around, the phone call is dead. There's really nothing else to say, unless you want to say, "Okay, when's next time? If I don't hear from you, can I call you," right? So let me give you a simple trick that you can use right now to change the conversation and really get the information out that you want from the prospect. So you're on the phone and the prospect finally says, "Thank you very much for the presentation. Gotta go. I will get back to you." So the first thing that I would say is this: "Listen, I've been doing this for a very long time, and I know that if someone tells me they want to get back to me, there's something else that we didn't cover. So let's be honest. Is it the price, the product, the terms, or is there something else that we haven't talked about yet?" So again, you want to do this in a very polite way, but you want to have the energy and the conviction to make the prospect understand that you're not going to follow his lead. The conversation is not over until there is an agreement of a time and a place, in case it's an in-person presentation, where the conversation needs to keep on going on. So once you tell him or her that you want to really uncover the real reason, if there is an actual problem, they will tell you, "Well, Deniero, it's the price or the terms. I found something better. I don't necessarily need this product." And then you can keep on asking the questions based on the price. For example, "Okay, if this is the price, so what about the price? Is it too expensive? Is it that you don't want to pay at the beginning of the billing cycle? Do you want me to split the bill in two?" And then you will be able to give him or her some sort of incentive. But always remember that sales is about solving problems. So if you don't really know the real problem that you need to solve for them in order to buy your product or service, you can't solve the issue. I hope you understand this. Every single time that you get on the phone with someone to sell a product or a service, you're there not to make yourself rich, but to help someone solve an issue. So if you do not know what the actual issues are that you're trying to solve, you cannot sell. Really, you can try to sell, but you're not going to be on the same wavelength. They're not going to resonate with your pitch, and they're going to just leave. It happens so many times with my clients, where even with me back in the day when I used to be in sales in a corporate environment, I used to try and sell the sizzle on all the features. And then at the very end of the conversation, I would have this, cut dry, "Thank you very much. We'll get back to you." And then you're like, "Well, it was such a great presentation. What happened?" You haven't uncovered the real issue. So again, want to make sure you understand this. I know that a lot of you would say, well, it seems so abrupt, you know, like, oh, in my experience, you know, there's something missing. Like, the deal's already dead in the water. If they're leaving without really giving you a hard follow-up time, you're not gonna close the deal. Trust me, 99% of the time, if someone tells you they're gonna get back to you, they're not going to get back to you. That is a code word for, I'm not gonna do this, right? So you're already on a close lost. Try and save it at least by saying, you know what? I've had this conversation so many times and I know that if someone tells me I'll get back to you, it's not gonna work. They're not gonna get back to me. So John or Jill, what's the problem? Let's talk about it. Is it the price, the product, the service that I'm offering? Is it me maybe? What's going on? Let's hash this out. Once you do that, they will respect you for it. But again, be confident. Remember that if you're selling a product and you're the owner of your own business in this case, or you're a commission salesperson and you're working for a product that you care about, and always remember, sell things that really make a difference because you will sound better. And if this is your business, I hope that you believe in your product. So be confident, be sure of what you're saying. Mr. Prospect, Mrs. Prospect, what's the problem? I know that when people tell me they'll get back to me, they don't get back to me, and I'd rather figure these things out right now so I don't waste your time, but I also do not want you to waste my time. Sounds fair? So I hope this short video will help you get more sales and really clean up your pipeline, because you may have a lot of these deals that are up in the air that you think they will close in the future that they really won't. And I'll see you tomorrow.